Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. Cliff joins me by phone this time. Welcome back to the program. I hope you're staying warm.
I am. Good morning, Jennifer. And what a week we've had, right?
Good morning. Indeed. This month, we're talking about how the university is celebrating Black History Month and also what MSU is doing to champion diversity and be a leading voice against racism. First of all, give us an overview on why this is so important to the university.
You know, I think one of our partners, Dr. Bledsoe of the Student African American Brotherhood, said it really well. And I looked at his website this morning to quote this. He says, "Black History Month is a special time of the year to celebrate and recognize the hard work of Black Americans. It's a time to share stories of past and present Black heroes who stand for truth, art, humanity, and justice." And so I do think it's important that the university recognize the contributions that all of our citizens have made. So many times we focus on, you know, our founding fathers, and it is predominantly a white history. And so it is really appropriate that we celebrate what everyone in the history of our country has brought to the table.
So how is the university celebrating? There's several events on the table.
There are. We lost some this week, but there's several really important ones next week. For example, Stanley from The Office is going to be in the PSU Theater. Lyle Foster is doing a tough talk entitled "The Historical Reckoning." And then we have a visiting, or there's a faculty member from another university going to do a talk on the beauty and burden of being a Black professor. And I think that's a really important topic, because one of the things I've come to realize in the 10 years that I've been doing this job is that many of our faculty and staff of color face additional challenges, more issues than our white faculty and staff do. And I'll highlight one of those. You know, I've got a great faculty member named Dr. Kyler Sherman Wilkins, and he had received a grant from the university to incorporate anti-racist thought principles into his curriculum. He's a sociologist. And someone he didn't even knew just randomly sent him an awful email saying how worthless that was. And people, you know, have to manage through that all the time. And so we've got to support, we've got to encourage, we've got to be there side by side with our employees of color to tell them that they make a difference. They're meaningful. They're particularly important to our students of color. And we want to make sure that they know that. It's frankly why we've been involved in anti-racist activities for years, having taken over the Chamber of Commerce Facing Racism Institute to really be a part of educating and explaining and moving past as much as we can our racist history.
The university has prioritized recruiting a more diverse student body and recruiting a more diverse faculty and staff. But you mentioned something that goes, I think, beyond that, and that is actively fighting against racism as a leading institution in this community. Briefly, can you tell me what is the Facing Racism Institute? How does that work in the community?
It's a program that the Chamber of Commerce began about a decade ago after a trip to Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we took our whole academic and administrative leadership team through that this year. I went through it myself for the first time. It really gives you an appreciation of the history of people of color in America, and helps you understand and walk around a little bit in their shoes. Really gives you maybe some empathy and some understanding that someone like me, who's in every majority category you can name, would not otherwise have.
Cliff Smart, president of Missouri State University, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer.